Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the motherfucking Drunk Words Equal Sober Thoughts Podcast.
Yeah.
God damn.
Motherfucker.
I want to make a grown man's
tired of shit. First day back to school.
We need to do that shit like a wrestling entrance.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the stage.
Coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
But welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm glad to be here. Everybody good?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hear no fireworks or nothing like that when
I'm
we
good,
started
bro,
this
man.
Part.
How you mean?
Niggas is tired.
No knee brace, y'all.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
No knee brace.
How's your knee doing? You good?
That's what we do.
Good. Your back.
He came down the steps regular too. He ain't coming out with a little side.
Yeah, niggas was struggling a couple weeks ago, but now I'm good. Now I'm back in business.
Back on it.
Yeah. Oh man. So you know how you start the show, right?
Start
the show by introducing everybody in the room. I am your humble host.
Humble.
Brother Man in front of the fifth floor.
A.K.A.
The great one. Nobody else? All right. I'm going to take that off. Nobody, see, this is the problem with my A.K.A.s, right? I'm going to, because people understand why my A.K.A. sucks so bad, because I don't got a good kickoff. Like, see, I'm like Steve Nash, right? I give y'all the great assist so y'all can deliver a great AKA, right? But for me, I got to be Kobe when I do my shit, right? And you know how Kobe just said? They said Kobe got to pass the ball and they get mad at him.
I mean, Kobe did a good job doing what he do, though.
But sometimes I finish, right? But sometimes I don't, yo. You know what I mean? But hey. I don't got nobody to pass the ball to me. Anyway. Okay. But
you're the humble host, so you just got to deal with shit like
exactly.
That.
Right. I got to drive the ship.
Got to stay humble.
Got to drive the ship. But yeah, all right. I like that. Got to stay humble. But next up, you know who we got. We got more about Nathan, a.k.a.
The Nate Gatsby.
A.k.a.
World Dominator.
A.k.a.
John Jones.
Oh, man.
Like the MMA fighter.
Oh, okay. Bones Jones.
Apparently.
What we got?
I look like this nigga.
You look like a lot of niggas.
I don't know how it keeps coming up, but apparently.
You look like MLK. You look like DaBaby.
DaBaby. Neo. It's like every year I get somebody new, and I'm just like, all right, I'll take it.
Now you got my name, Bones Jones. God damn. But next up, we got Average Jimmy, a.k.a.
The Dapper One.
A.k.a.
Grown man's knee brace.
A.k.a.
Niecy.
Why?
Because my knees fucked up.
Oh, man. And then last but not least, the realest, you got to understand that we got grown man's a.k.a.
The overweight lover.
Niecy Jr.
A.k.a.
Big Daddy.
A.k.a.
Tired Teacher Bay.
Pause that. We got to pause that up in here. You the first pause person up in here.
Like you call yourself Bay?
Bay.
No, tired Teacher Bay. That's like, me.
But yeah,
I'm the tired Teacher Bay. Like you saying like that?
No, like Teacher Bay. Like,
like he is Teacher Bay.
You can't call yourself Bay when you in a room of men.
Yeah.
Man law.
Well, no, you said a couple things that was pause worthy too, but I just
no, you can be big, you can't say anything. If you yawn around, he'd be like, pause, y'all.
I said something. What yawn, you want to suck a ghost dick? Pause worthy today?
Yeah, you said sometimes I finish, sometimes I don't pause. Like that was.
That's
a
not
pause.
A pause.
That was a pause worthy. That was a pause worthy. Moment. That was a pause worthy.
That's not. That's definitely not. We need to put that on the platforms. What you think your pause moments are? We need to see if the people vote that there is a pause.
But Teacher Bay, Teacher Bay was pause, yo.
Put it up and let's see.
Yeah, because again, you call yourself Bay in front of some men, but it's all good. Okay. But yeah, man, how's everybody going? How everybody doing? Everybody good?
Yeah, we good, man. I mean, shit, we all here. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, we are.
That's a good start,
especially in this time.
Yeah,
we in the midst of a pandemic.
But I'm a little hurt still from the weekend.
Oh man,
found out I'm an old man again.
You the old one.
Old man weekend. Tried to go out 3 nights in a row.
You was trying to live.
Yeah. And I found out very quickly that's not the life for me anymore.
So what we got? What's going on?
I mean,
back said bet. I got you, nigga.
Look. Y'all know we got the strip club MVP in the room, but
you know that's me, right?
Yeah, I know that's you.
Oh, okay.
I know that's you. I had the worst strip club experience I've ever had
in my life.
Like, I'm talking about horrible. And y'all know we done had some terrible experiences at Frostburg. So,
like, you recently went to a strip club?
I went to a strip club on Saturday.
Did they have a mask on their vagina?
So,
COVID. You don't want to catch that coochie so, COVID.
It's funny you mention that, because we will get to what they probably should have had or shouldn't have had in a second. Lord. But like it's so many things that could go right with a strip club, and it's so many, I found out now it's so many things that could go wrong
as well. Absolutely.
I should have been concerned when, like, first off, it was a wait to get in the strip club, and it wasn't because they were full, but because, like, for Rona times, they was full. So I'm like, all right, I'll wait. You know, I'm out with my brother. That's the whole reason I went. And this shit was like, all right, I give it 15, 10 minutes, whatever. And bad sign number one, this girl who came out, everybody who was waiting, they had, like, a little patio area outside. You could get drinks, whatever. Bartender who came out had a fucking gut. And I'm talking about not like a little teeny, like not like, oh, you know, she might have drank a beer or something before she came. No, she had a fucking gut.
She had a 40 in her hand.
40 in her hand. That's exactly what happened. And I was like, all right, I'm going to let it go. Because I asked my brother's homeboy was there. He's the one who like orchestrated this whole thing. They hadn't seen each other in a while. They're both in the Air Force, whatever.
Hold on, time out. So... He didn't see each other in a long time. You take him to a pause. Trash. That's what I
said. Go say pause, because they didn't see each other in a long time. Say
pause. It wasn't a pause-worthy moment yet.
See? Oh, my goodness. Not yet. Yeah, so I was concerned, because I was like, all right, I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm just out. I basically was the ride, and I haven't seen my brother in a while, so I was on the same time. I'm just hanging out, whatever. We get in. I look around. I ain't see nothing I like. Like, not even a little bit.
What type of chicks was it?
It was busted two and busted three. That's basically what it was. It was all of them was busted.
Do you want to say the name of this establishment?
I don't know if I need to put them out there like that. I'm going to just say they are close to Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say for now. But, yeah, we was in there. And then I got comfortable. You know, they had like a little table area for us. I was like, all right, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And
I went to the table section at that club.
What's the table there?
You get one Look, tip, you get a.
I should have known section. When there wasn't no charge. Oh, exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, this. I should be concerned here. Then same bartender who was helping us up outside comes back to us. She's like, yeah, what y'all want to drink?
See the bartender, she the server, she the stripper, she the bodyguard, the manager.
And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just get a something, get a Jack and Coke. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh. Won't have Jack. I was like, okay, what y'all got?
Core liquor.
actually, won't have liquor.
What?
I was like.
So was this strip club in somebody's house?
Look, I was like, this is fucking crazy.
It's a little sketchy now.
I was like, a strip club with no liquor. I was like, so what exactly can you serve me? Oh, we have beer and we have wine. I'm like, okay. I guess I'll get a wine. I'm gonna get a Riesling and call it a day.
What was the
You can't drink some wine and tip some hope.
Exactly.
Wine and hope.
That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't go together.
You gonna be conservative and shit. You gonna be thinking like that's not a good decision. You know, right. Like, wine, like,
wine. Like, right. You still doing that. Completely aware of what's going down. Right. Exactly. So I'm like, all right, I'm not about to trip yet.
Well, her gut makes sense now.
It does. It makes complete sense now. Oh, at this point.
Yeah, you know how you like, sometimes you tell a bartender, hey, let me get a shot for me and a shot for you.
Yep.
Let me get a beer for me and a beer. How many beers you had in 12 times a night? Times 7 days a week.
You must have hit them at the end of the night. Oh,
my yeah, that's right. 12 times a night, 7 days a week, yeah.
It all adds up now. So, at this point, I'm looking at my brother dead in the eyes like, Nick, what you got me in here for? Like, what type of spot is this? And we only at the drink situation now. At the front of the table, because it was like a long table set up. It was like a little restaurant area as well, right?
Okay.
At the very, very front.
That's what makes them be open, right?
Yeah, I think so. At the very, very front of the table was this white dude. You know, nothing crazy was happening yet. But I kept seeing him, like, moving kind of funny. And y'all know, I'm an observant guy. I was, like, looking, like, what is this nigga doing? Mm-hmm. And then one of the bouncers comes by, and I guess he seen me, like, watching him. Like, I was trying to make sure everything was cool. And he does some shit with his hands, points it up to his eyes, and then he goes, oh, no.
To you?
To me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the hell does that mean?
Right.
So I'm watching more, like, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Then.
That man crippled, ain't he?
This man was a blind man. Blind man. Yo, at the strip club.
First of all,
they got braids on their titties.
No, that might be the legit thing to do.
Yeah,
because you can't see nothing. You gotta feel everything.
So yeah, so double D's. Huh? So I do have an experience with one of our blind friends going to a strip club. But I'll let you tell yours first, and then I'll follow.
This
up.
Man, and yes, he did have the ultimate hookup.
Oh,
he had the ultimate hookup.
He can't. See,
look, I literally had to put it together afterwards. Hold on, like, do it again. That's what he said. He literally was like,
his eyes.
Who was talking to me? Because he saw me watching him. Because I was like, looking.
See,
like,
how did he see you? I'm convinced.
No, the bouncer. Oh, his eyes don't work.
And like I put it together afterwards, I was like, "Oh, that's what he was trying to tell me." Because he probably was like, "Don't be concerned," like because I'm watching this man. Like, what is he doing?
Like this guy's eye on me.
I just
like, why are these niggas looking at me?
Like, why didn't you staring at me?
I can picture the dude like throwing his money, and then buddy come up like, "The strip was behind you."
You got to turn around, sir. Turn there. Turn around this way. This way.
The best throwing money at other people.
I knew what I was doing. So the blind man is up front, and I guess he must be a regular.
So first of all, who led him to the front?
Look, I have no idea.
You said right here,
I have no idea. He was at the front. He was like right by the stage. And mind you, it's a little teeny ass stage up in the front.
But you know who made the most tips that night thanks to him? The ugliest strip club in it.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Probably was doing well. So he's up at the front, and every single girl would come by, and they would put their hand on, like, his left shoulder. I don't know if that was some type of, like, sign, but he would know. I heard him addressing them strippers by their name just from that. And I was like, yo, how the hell is he doing this? I was amazed. I was amazed, right?
Hey, Carla.
So...
This is what they didn't see. As he came.
Had a long night.
This is what they didn't see. As they came, put the shoulder on, his hand did like.
He did like.
I'm still
hey,
trying Tina. To figure it out.
Oh, he did like this shit.
All I know is about 15 minutes after I got
Candy,
there.
Candy, I told you get away from me. Stinky ass.
Like, you don't smell like candy. 15 minutes after I got there. One of the strippers came up to him, and I guess that must have been his girl. They went into the back room. I didn't see that man the rest of the time I was there. So the blind man was gone. I guess he was doing more than trying to see back there. So I don't know, but whatever.
Damn.
So that was that, right?
I mean, Ray Charles showed that blind people get some yeah, nice
yeah. Apparently.
Nigga said, don't call the house, bitch.
My man said, I'm going to see an eye, dog. I'm going to go to the strip club with my CNI dick.
So that was that part, right? So then I'm like, all right, I'm drinking my wine. I'm sitting. I'm trying to see what's this night about to be. I'm listening to music. Y'all know I love music. So I'm like, all right, what they going to play? I'm trying to hear WAP. I'm trying to hear something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Music starts coming on, song after song. And I start noticing, especially it was some Pop Smoke. That's when I noticed it. He went, da-da-da-da-da, and then it was stopped him. And I was like, the hell is that? Yo, they had edited music at the strip club. I was like, at the strip club, y'all got edited music.
I've been there.
How?
Before.
How does that make any sense?
I've been there before.
I was so upset. I was like,
so was they in there with turtlenecks?
Look, I was so concerned, and yeah, it was all pasties.
Oh,
pasties,
man.
Everywhere, and it was no full nothing. Nah,
I gotta look at the laws. It didn't happen. Laws in Virginia to see what type of.
So, you know, you thinking, all right, none of the girls look good. Music is edited. I'm like, dang, I'm kind of getting a little teeny bit hungry, but I don't know if I don't know, like, if it's a strip club I haven't been to. It's not Stadium. Stadium got some good ass wings, right?
Wings is fire. Stadium.
I'm like,
Stadium.
I don't know what the rules are here, so I'm thinking about food, but then I'm sitting there and I'm chilling, and out of nowhere, my brother go, "Yo, you smell fish?"
That's the wrong thing to say in a strip club.
I was like, "Nigga, what?" And then I sat for a second, and then it hit me too. And it was like two girls that was walking by.
Ooh.
And all we smelled was straight fish. And
I bet Blind Fury know exactly what it is.
I was like, nah, this can't be happening right now, right? So then I look around. I'm like, somebody else smell it. And I saw like two other people kind of like give that like look like they ain't like something
yeah.
to. Yeah. The fuck, like, yo, what the hell is going on? Then, finally, out of like nowhere... A waitress comes with two big ass plates of fish. the hell are you serving fish at a fucking strip club? Yeah. I was like, yo, this is the dumbest fucking move ever. The, I was like, my fucking nose and my senses are going crazy in here.
Yeah. Nah, they probably masking it.
It was terrible. Yo, that, that's like the worst thing you can sell in the strip club.
Had that problem. It was like, you know what? If since y'all not going to fix it, we going to fix it.
Right. We're going to fry fish in this bitch.
And yeah, after that it was about time for me to go. Right. I left my brother, I left his homeboy. I was like,
oh, you just left him there?
Y'all coming or y'all not? And they was like, his homeboy. He apparently was a regular there too. I was like, I ain't gonna put him all the way out there, but yeah. He was a regular there too. They said they was gonna hang out and then go to some spot afterwards. I was like, I'm taking my ass home.
Yeah,
that was it. I couldn't do it.
That's rough.
Worst
bro.
Fucking experience.
How long were you there?
45 minutes.
Oh, did y'all have to social minutes? Distance with the strippers and shit?
How
did that work?
You gotta make like airplanes.
I didn't spend not $1. Mm. Not even. Look, my brother hooked me up with the drinks and stuff. I didn't spend $1.
The beers and the wine.
Yeah, with the wines.
Good for you. I wouldn't have either.
Cause I didn't. Nothing was worth me getting up out of my seat for nothing. So
yeah, we gotta make up for that.
Yeah, we've had some strip club nights between us.
I mean, he had some bad ones, too.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
But we had some good ones and some bad ones.
Like, I fell asleep in legs. Remember that?
I went in legs with $4 and left with $3. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's possible. Like, knocked out sleep, like, on the sofa.
You know the snoring. Key to knowing that you had a bad strip club? If the strippers at the end of that dance come around and say, tip.
Yes. Tip. And that was happening.
They don't get no tips the whole time, so they got a bad or damn tip.
It was pretty sad, yeah.
I'm just not a fan of strip clubs. Mm-mm. I got turned off when I was at Norma's and
first mistake.
Right. Stripper lady asked me, was I buying her a drink? I said, yeah, I got you. I said, what you want? Whatever you drinking. I ordered a Hennessy and Coke, which was about $12.
Right.
So I said, hey, get the young lady a Hennessy and Coke. And it was $50-something. I said, what the fuck they put in hers? So apparently strippers drinks are more because I guess they get something off of it. Like some money off of it.
Oh,
The struggle.
Yeah, then he's going to dance with me and say, you tipping? Oh, I did. You drank it.
That's literally, yeah.
You drank that too.
Yeah, like that's your whole reward right there. Right. Like, that's crazy. I was in a strip club with a blonde guy before. Shit was funny as shit. He was actually a friend of ours. He wasn't always
like
blind.
Legally blind, like POP.
He's legally blind. Like,
all right. So he can see.
No, he can't see at all. Like, he's totally blind. What happened was, a friend of mine, that's his homeboy, they went to college together. He had a degenerative eye disease. So over time, it just got worse and worse until he went blind. And so we go to the strip club, and it was funny because we almost got put out. Because he kept touching them. So in Atlanta, in certain parts of Georgia, you can't touch them at all. Like, they naked, but you can't touch them. So he kept like rubbing her leg. So the security came over there with her, and we like, nah, like he blind. So they like, oh, y'all just fucking with us. We like, nah, he really blind. Like, for real, like put your hand in front of his face. Like, he's really blind. And the dude was like, he looked down, he was like, oh shit, like he is blind. So they was like, all right, well just tell the stripper that so she knows. So he wasn't like caressing her thighs and no shit like that. He was literally touching her ankle. But they was like,
come here, girl.
Yeah, it was a little creepy, it was a little weird, but the shit was funny as shit. So we there. So the one stripper, she like, oh, you really can't see. He was like, no, bitch, like, I can't see. Like, because she was trying to, like, I guess she got past the sympathy stage already.
Oh.
So she was just, oh, my God, like, you can't see. Like, she's all, like, rubbing his head and shit. He's like, bitch, I'm normal. Like, I just can't see. Like, so she's like, so he's rubbing her ankle, strip clothes playing, edited music. This is when Juicy J dropped. What did he come out with? I can't remember the name of the song.
You name it.
But yeah, it was like one of the stripper songs, and it was edited. I'm sitting there just
you
like,
say
what?
No to ratchet pussy Juicy J.
Yeah, I think it was that turn too.
It gotta be.
And it was like, yo, we was just sitting there just like, what? Like, it's edited.
Man's a make a dance.
But yeah, it was like, it was wild as shit. So yeah, it's but interesting. Yeah.
That's wild. That's wild. How have you been, grown man? How's this week been treating you?
And niggas is tired.
but so when you went back to work, right?
You went back to work last week. It was, you know, teachers only. We had to move in because we moved into a new building. So we had to, like, basically go on a scavenger hunt to find your shit. Because the movers just put shit all in one room. So you had to go find your shit. Then you set up your room and all that stuff, having Zoom meetings and getting ready. Today was first day of school. So the kids actually came back today. you know, with COVID and everything going on, it's a whole different ballgame. Like, literally, we had to line them up outside, take temperatures. They had to sign in. We got, like, assigned seats. So, like, so basically, they can track. So, if a kid gets it, they can track who sat in the same seat. Like, temperature checks throughout the day. Like, it was a bunch of different stuff. Like, constant hand washing. Like, we literally had to stop, take a break for everybody to wash their hands. Like,
like at back at elementary
school. Yeah, it's like back at elementary school. Like, okay, you going to the bathroom. All right, you got to go by yourself. Like, can't nobody else be in the bathroom
with you. Let me smell your hands.
Yeah, like, it was like, yo, did you wash your hands? It's like, it really felt like we was dealing with, like, five-year-olds. Like, did you wash your hands? Like, you wash your hands with soap? Like, yeah, it was just like, it was a lot to it. And then, like, you know, keep your mask on. Make sure you got your mask on. Pull the mask up. Like, the mask can't, your nose can't be hanging out. That defeats the whole purpose. Pull the mask up. Pull the mask up. And it's like, yo. Like, and this is seniors. So I'm just like, yo, imagine what ninth grade going to be like on Friday when they come.
Hey, yo. I had, it made me think of it. My first fight in middle school came because of the bathroom thing. So, like, in elementary school, we had to go to the bathroom in twos.
Right.
They made you walk with a partner, right. You know what I mean? So I was like, who all got to use the bathroom and pay you up? So ain't nobody tell me it changed in middle school. So, dude, like, I got to use the bathroom. And I had to use it too. So I'm like, shit, I'll go with them. And my folks like, what? Like, what, you gay? Yo, it was right. Man, I'm trying to find. I was like, nah, I'm just used to it. And the teacher knew it. She was like, you know, yeah, I know you coming from I was in sixth grade. You come from elementary school. That's how you. But no, we don't do that here. We more independent. I'm like, all right. That nigga gay.
You had to fight.
Yeah, you got
to
fight. Yeah. So
that was the last nigga when I was walking out. The one that said, that nigga gay. I just stole him.
Yeah, we got to fight now. We got to fight.
Oh, man. That's wild. First day, yeah. That's wild. But speaking of the whole school and going to COVID, with COVID and all that stuff, I was looking at an article today about Georgia. Those schools, they opened back up. And so their requirement, they said that masks are optional.
Right. And then they catch some shit. Right?
Yeah, so they, like, almost quarantined, like, a third of the school and all of this stuff. They shut down already, and then they're trying to open back up. And, man, it's crazy. It's crazy how you can do it. But I want to see the numbers, like, the death rate numbers in Georgia to see if those are spiking, too. Because that's what I'm kind of curious about.
Well, one thing is interesting, though, because, you know, I work in D.C. So, like, D.C. numbers apparently are down, and they keep trending downward. So it's kind of weird in a sense. So it's like, they understand, like, why we kind of opening. But, like, so we got two options available. You can do in-person / virtual or just straight virtual. Mm. They don't come in every day. Mm. Like, the seniors only come in once a week. They're the most independent group. They only come in once a week. 11th grade, they only come in once a week. But the grade that come in the most is 9th grade. They come in, like, 3 times a week.
So what's the purpose of that?
Because, you know, by basically the thinking is, you know, you're a little bit older, you're a little bit more mature, you can stay out, you can kind of do your work
you
on
can
your
be
own.
More independent.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You can get the work done more independently.
Right, so the rest of the time, the other 4 days, they don't work from home.
Yeah.
Why can't they just do all 5 days from home?
And really, some people are not going to come in at all. Like there's kids
like
today.
They have the option to.
Yeah, but they have the option to come in on Friday. So, like, if you need help. Or if you need, like to use the library or something like that, like, you can come in on Friday as a senior, and you're only in there for a small period of time. Like, on Fridays, because we normally do half a days anyway, so on Fridays, like, the seniors only come from 9 to 11. Mm. And then they got to go, and then 11th grade comes from 11:30 to 1 or 1:30, something like that, and then they gone. Then it's over.
Okay. Yeah, but this story, I just don't see it. But yeah, the ideal way is face to face. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it ain't going.
We in the midst of a pandemic, man.
Yeah. And they got a whole bunch of, like, cleaning protocols. Like, we literally got a company that comes in after school, so they clean in the classrooms. You know, they gave us stuff to clean the classrooms in between. Like, it's a bunch of different stuff, but it's a lot. And it's a weird, like, just teaching and this whole. You know, but it was a good thing, though, because a lot of kids, you know, we haven't seen since March. So about 6 months since we seen them. So, you know, it was all love coming back. Oh, hey, how you been? Blah, blah, blah. And most of our staff came back. So it was all love to see the kids.
But the thing is that every time I think of pandemic, I think of The Wire.
Oh, yeah. You got a pandemic out.
Pandemic. Damn, like, fuck that.
Hey, did y'all see they opening Field of Screams?
I heard that.
What they going to have, the COVID ride? Like, yeah, it's scary enough out here. Not the hay ride, the COVID ride.
I heard that. Somebody, I saw that online.
I seen it on Facebook, yeah. And I think...
they already got masks on.
You got masks, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, now, do they got to wear a mask under their mask? Or you think one mask enough?
They going to be hot, motherfucker. Yeah, they
yeah. Because you know, them dollar store masks, niggas can barely breathe already.
Yeah. Only the strongest survive.
But
it feel like Hunger Games and shit.
Yeah. But this week, guys, I got a bike. Bought a bike.
Okay.
Trying to get this exercise going. I learned really quickly that it's not the same. It's not the same as when you was a kid. Like, I swear I spent 80% of my childhood on a bike. And, you know, I just hit one hill and I was like, yo, this is stupid. I was really considering just posting that shit right back and saying, this is for sale. Like, this is for sale. It's barely used. But yeah, man. I'm gonna get back out there, try to get some miles in. I did like three some change miles the first time. The reason why I probably stopped a little early because my gears was fucked up on the bikes. I had to fix them, and but now I'm back in good graces. But yeah, yo, y'all gotta get y'all bikes, man, so we can go on this ride. No,
yeah. Once I find a big nigga friendly bike, I got you.
Might have to look into that then for the exercise.
Oh, I never say more about Nathan. Never say yes to anything that I say that's recreational.
Many times.
Yeah, I've been trying to get this man to play some flag football for 3 years now.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I'm definitely with the riding and shit. Like, you already know.
Yeah. But yeah, man, but that's what I've been doing. Average Jimmy, what you been up to?
Absolutely fucking nothing. And I like it.
Okay.
I've been, you know, just bullshitting around the house, laying around, sleeping late, you know, bullshitting.
We're going to bring this up a little bit later in our main topic, because we're going to talk about how we coming out of this COVID, this pandemic.
And like, when it's over?
No, like, how we feel about how we handling it. Are we feeling like becoming better?
You said we're going to talk about it later?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. But yeah, man, but yeah, this has been kind of crazy, though. Let's get into our first trending topic. Let's talk about... I'm gonna go ahead and lead this right off with grown men, because this is, man, I think this is expertise. We got Kamala Harris, right? Got the VP nomination, yes. Right? Biden finally announced his VP. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about that?
I think it's a good pick. I wasn't really sure on who he would pick. I think it's a good pick, though. Do I think they're gonna win, though? But. But I think it's a good pick.
Hold
though.
On, I got a question for you. I want to play something for y'all. Go ahead, Eric Jimmy.
When you say you think it's a good pick, you think far as like a good pick if she becomes the vice president, like she's good for it, or a good pick like for him, like that's he picked a good person
to run. A little bit of both. I think that she's a qualified running mate. I think that she has the ability to step in if something was to happen to him and she takes over being president.
So which is probably going to happen.
I don't, right, he going to die.
No, that man is stage 4 dementia, man. Like,
not be competent enough.
He might not even remember who she is in a couple
weeks. Like, you running with me.
Like, you ever see Anchorman block? Block. Block. Block.
Look, say something else. Block.
I'm a little ignorant to this fact, but... I didn't research it myself, but I've been seeing a lot of things that, like, she sends a lot of brothers to jail. Or she did.
But the
and,
thing
like, the movie Fruitvale Station.
That's a lie. That wasn't her that wasn't her jurisdiction. Okay. But the thing about it is that, I mean, she had a job to do. You know what I mean? And yeah. I don't know if it was her sending people to jail, but it was the laws that was sending people to jail.
Well, I heard is a dude... I've watched his video. He is some type of actor. He got set down for a murder of his friend. I want to say he was down for 8-9 years, and she kept like denying him. They had no evidence. It's just two people said that he did it, and one of them wasn't even nowhere near. They just told them to say it, and he said it.
Yeah, and I don't know about this situation. I don't really want to speak on it, just because like I don't know all the facts.
I don't either. That's why I thought maybe y'all had a little bit.
She
more
is getting a lot of backlash and a lot of those different things, and it kind of you know, like I said, my biggest thing is that do your own research. Yeah. You know, kind of look up, make sure that you like the thing that you're hearing, that you kind of seeing if that's just valid or not, because it's a lot of fake news going out.
It is, but you know, I'm a little nervous that they changing the Google up on us to say what like, they wanted to say.
To direct us like, to what they want us
yeah,
to say.
Like, yeah, like, is that even true anymore?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they, fucking Instagram got a fact check thing now. Mm-hmm. Have you post something, and the girl posted something about how to deny a vaccine without going to jail, and it showed up. You know how, you, if you got a gore video, and mm-hmm. it was like, sensitive like,
yeah.
material?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like fact check material. And I clicked on it, and it was like, it was false. And it was saying how you can deny a, vaccine, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think that, I mean.
What if it is true, and they just making it, I don't know.
Well, like I said, you just, like I said, you got
yeah, to you, you really got to kind of look into it. I mean, as a prosecutor, you have one of those jobs where 90% of people are not going to agree with you, right? You know, they're always going to find something that you did.
Somebody cares. Jail.
Yeah, somebody did something. Brother, brother, but then,
brother, always send it somebody to jail.
Yeah, because they be like, oh, you know, free Lil Pee Wee. No, Lil Pee Wee needs to stay where he is. Yeah. He killed like 3 people. He needs to stay where he is. You know, so, I mean, is her track record 100% clean? No.
But
you know,
is any politician.
Yeah, is anybody, like, right. Yeah. And then you look at it, and it's like, you know, people getting on her because she married to a white man. You know, they went and found people that she dated in college. Like, and the one black guy gets on, oh, yeah, you know, we used to date in college. But it's like, dog, are you really relevant, like, right now? Like, that woman 55 years old.
I think it's amazing that a lot of news sources have completely switched up how they're even addressing her race.
Right.
Because, like, when she initially came out, she was an Indian American.
Right.
And I was like,
now she black.
Now she black.
Well, so you said her mother's Indian, right? And her mm-hmm. and her father Jamaican.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or something right. like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But the thing, too, is that, you know, again, everybody talking about the negative, like mm-hmm. what the bad thing, but nobody really talk about the good thing that she doing. Right. Like, she created so many great initiatives to kind of help black people out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, she did some things with marijuana, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Trying to
try to lessen the
yeah, and then she didn't even prosecute a lot of the cases that, you know, mm-hmm. was smaller cases, different things like that.
Yes,
she
for petty amounts, yeah.
She created a program to kind of get people that went to jail kind of get back on track mm-hmm. and all those different things. So she has been putting in the work in the community. Yeah. But,
just,
you know.
You know, oftentimes, man, we click on what's sensational but don't really get the backstory.
Yes.
Like, or we look at the headlines and we click on the headline because the headline said so-and-so did this, but we don't actually click on the article to see what the article actually says.
But I want y'all to hear this, because this is, if I don't give a fuck was a person, that man in the office right now don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I want
no,
you to
he
hear.
Doesn't.
So this is when he just heard of Kamala's vice president's nomination, right? Let me see if I can.
Regarding Harris's record, you had a pretty quick response to that. You had an ad out that said that she was a phony, and I wanted to drill down.
She was a what?
A phony. And I wanted to ask about a specific example that a lot of people...
Yo, that man is a drunk. Oh, okay. Yeah, I did say that. Like, he don't care.
Like, I was just double checking. Cause, so yeah,
we,
that
we
was
talking about
said.
We talking about her. And we got him in the office right now. Grab about a pussy in the office right now. We talking about her.
Like he when you really look at... Like, the thing about it is, what keeps me kind of, like, laughing at it is like, yo, what else can he do? Like, Yoden did everything to get put the fuck out of office and still in it. Like, shouldn't have never been elected in the first place. Talking about, yeah, just grab a bitch by a pussy. It's fine. Like, it's no problem. Like, what? Then it's like, yo.
Everybody got fired but him.
Right. Like, everybody that got fired, niggas, and went to jail behind shit. And it's like, yo, he can't be touched. Like, the nigga really said, like, well, that's what really threw me. Cause I was like, all right, Joe, he running, but he not going to win. Like, you know, he's just fucking around.
After
blah, blah,
that,
blah.
I couldn't believe that.
But then when they was like, yo, the nigga, they had him on tape talking about, yeah, just grab by the pussy. Like, it's cool. And it's like, what?
Like, who says something like
yeah,
that?
Like, even,
yeah,
like, even
he's the first person I've ever heard say something like
that. Yeah, even if you said some shit like that, it's like, yo, but niggas recorded it. It's like, it's on tape. Like, you really
like,
had
no
this nigga.
No question is him. No
right.
nothing.
And he didn't come out, try to deny it, didn't say it wasn't me, didn't say niggas took my conversation and ran with it, didn't. No, he was just like, yeah, fuck it, I said it.
did y'all know his hotel in Vegas is the only hotel on the strip that doesn't have a casino in it?
Nah, didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Because they didn't trust him enough. What,
you went to Vegas, right?
Yes.
You didn't talk. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, I went to Vegas.
There you go.
That's it.
Did you have a good time?
I did. So it was my first time. A few people I went been before, and they said it was watered down because of the pandemic. But I don't club anyway. I don't like clubs and shit. So the clubs was closed. The Monorail, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Some nice train thing that was closed. Like underground and take you from one casino. Like take you from MGM to Caesar's Palace underground and shit.
Hold up. You went to Caesar's?
I did.
Was he there?
He didn't live there. I asked. I told myself, I'm going to go in there. And I asked. And they was laughing their ass off. But I guess like they got to answer you because she's like, no.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. But it was fun. I do wish I could have caught a show. And I'm telling you, I would have watched Cirque du Soleil. I don't care.
No, that's dope. No,
yeah, dope. Yeah.
That's dope.
Like I want to see that shit, man.
Any pool parties, anything like that?
Yeah, not a party, but they had the pool. But I went down there, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to the pool. I made a pool song and shit. They're like, it's a 1,000-person wait list. I said, I'm not going to the pool no more.
It's a 1,000-person
waiting list.
Like, what did that mean? Like, you had to wait for 1,000 people to go?
I had 1,000 people in front of me.
Oof. That shit is trifling. Yeah, it's probably because their numbers and stuff was down to try to keep distance and everything.
So, right? I do think, well, first of all, I'm going to say they are absolutely fucking clean place, man. Like, I went to Fremont Street, what they call Old Vegas. Mm-hmm. And we was walking. I was like, this is a fucking alley. And they was like, yeah. I said, this is spotless. I'm talking not a piece of trash. For it to be so many fucking people there.
That's the same thing. It was like clean, New Orleans, man.
It was so clean. I was very surprised about it. And I think they did a very good job social distancing thing there. Like, that's, you know, good. They that had the machines were, the middle seat wasn't available. Like, they cut the whole machine off. And, like, if you had one of them that had, like, four, like, one, two, three, four, only the two opposite one was on the other two. Like, you couldn't be
up on
each other. All the tables had plastic plexiglass up on them. Like, the blackjacks or crafts, all of them, you had your own little section. And I think they did a very good job at it.
Nice.
I went ziplining, and I went all the way down there to gets to stand and what I thought was in line for them to tell me, oh no, you can't do this. You gotta make your appointment online and show up when it's your time. Like, we not letting you because the social. But I mean, I think they did a very good job at it, man.
But that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Let's get back. So Kamala's going to definitely be the VP. Like I said, in my opinion, I think she's going to. I think they're going to win. Actually, I'm at this point of right now what's going on. I think they're going to win.
Somebody. I can't remember if I read it or someone told me, but they said the dude ain't never been wrong about the presidency, and he said Trump's not going to win.
Yeah, I've seen that too. He predicted it, okay. Everyone says,
okay.
But yeah, I think that she's going to win, and then in the next 2 to 3 years, she'll be the president. I think that's going to happen.
So what is her race?
She's what's her race? Block.
Because I was gonna say, like,
you got a drip of black in your block.
Yeah, that's block. That's factual, especially when it comes to politics.
So, would they consider her the first?
She would be the
female black president.
Yes,
and
she's the first woman VP.
Right.
Yeah, so, be nominated for vice president.
And then black on top of that,
the AKAs going off.
Yes, they are.
Oh my goodness!
And anybody who went to Howard,
she's an AKA. Yeah, Howard alumni too.
Yeah, so everybody, they got T-shirts now. Yeah, it's face all on types it. Of stuff. Howard alum, like it's
I mean, that's a whole machine behind you right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But I say good luck to her. I am voting for her. I'm not voting for Biden. I am voting for her.
Have you ever thought how crazy it is that like Joe was cool when he was behind Barack, and now we like, we don't know.
Because he's getting older.
Yeah.
And he wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Right.
He didn't know.
I mean, he was definitely a hell of a sidekick.
He was just a hype man.
Some people are just
sidekick.
He was
he was
the hype man.
He's a Robin. Somebody just got to be. You can't. Yeah. Everybody can't be Batman. Somebody got to be Robin. Right. He was a good Robin.
He was jogging the side. You know what I'm saying? Talking cool. In his head like, we did this fucking shit. You know, right, yeah. You know, he was a hype man. He kept my man motivated. But yeah, man. But it's crazy. Let's get into our next thing. I'm going to put this out here real quick.
They just took my Instagram.
I'm not.
Marge Zuckerberg, I need to talk to you. Bosses need to talk to boss. I don't know what I did, but I need my Instagram back. I don't even know what I did. But this is how I feed my family. Do not do this to 2020. Do not boost Instagram. We need to talk, Mark. You need to take me to orientation or something, but you can't put me out of school. This is how I feed my family. We ain't making no show money, Mark Zuckerberg, none of the rappers. I need my Instagram back, man. Mark, I need my Instagram back. Mark Zuckerberg. I told everybody, call Mark Zuckerberg, at him right now. Tell him, call my assistant, we need to talk. I need my Instagram.
Oh my God.
First off, is Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Isn't right. Zuckerberg. Yeah. No burger.
Yeah.
I thought that was a new burger.
Yo, how we feel about Boost?
Tough burger, though.
I mean, do you gotta give the man a nod? Like, you gotta just say, "Go ahead, Boost, do what you wanna do," or like, how do we react to this? Like, what do we do?
Get that man his Instagram back.
Yeah, he needs his Instagram back.
I signed a petition.
They gotta put them pussy lips on IG.
Yeah, put your pussy lips on.
Put your pussy lip on live. I give you $1,000.
Yeah, he got to get his IG back. We ain't got no more quarantine radio. They took Boosie away. Like, what else is going to happen?
Think about it, they ramping everything up in preparation for the election.
Yeah.
Like, everything is getting shut down that we think is fun and think, like, used to be okay on Instagram and Facebook for that matter. And they like, we seen what happened the last election. We going to shut some shit down.
Right. Like, even, should they fuck around and take away D-Nice for real? Like, you know. Like, you can't.
D-Nice is a wholesome man. He don't be doing nothing crazy.
Michelle there. Obama be on this page.
Yeah. Right.
Who's D-Nice?
The DJ.
Oh, DJ D-Nice.
Yeah.
But Michelle Obama's on that page. So she can't.
I mean, they take away everything. Like, I don't, the verses are getting trashed now.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But what do you think Boosie did to get kicked off of IG?
What didn't he do?
I want to say the same thing.
The better question is, what didn't he do?
Where are these rules? That's right. What I need to know.
Oh, that's a goddamn kid. Make sure you go block him.
Yo, but what he did though, fuck. But you gotta know, yo, he did transition that joint though. The real crazy shit started getting put on his OnlyFans account. He opened up an OnlyFans account and was like called it Boosie Baddies or some shit like that. And so he took like the chicks putting their pussy on live and he put it on his OnlyFans. And it was like, yo, his shit took off. Like, his OnlyFans, like, that shit just, like, he making so much money just off of.
You a subscriber?
No.
You seen some things though?
Yeah, because you know what he did was he started putting.
I can tell you lying because when you lying,
he put the little stuff. Screenshot on there.
He started putting the screenshot. He did the screenshot. He's the OnlyFans subscriber.
No, I don't pay for pussy.
You use your PayPal.
Who have a password? Who password?
I don't have a PayPal account. I don't have PayPal. But yeah, no, I don't pay for pussy. You don't pay for pussy. No, no, no.
No, not at all.
That's not how that works.
Oh.
You pay for pussy.
I mean, technically, yes, you do.
Yes, we all do.
Cause you pay for it indirectly, but... Nate? Like,
fucking Nasty Nate, or whatever. He got a wife, but...
Right.
We do.
Yeah, you pay for it indirectly, indirectly, but it's not like a straight up, okay.
Yeah,
like
you are the person that throw that.
If you pay
to play. Yeah, you got to pay to play, yes.
If you go out...
yes. Technically, indirectly, yes.
If more about Nathan than his old lady go out, and he pay on that date, and then he gets him at where he paid for the pussy. In a sense,
like, I already touched
more about Nathan. Right.
I mean, in a sense, we all do. We all do.
Yeah, I mean, yes. So indirectly, yes. But I'm like, I'm not going to hand you over $20.
I was trying to avoid it, but yeah, I agree. Right, I agree. But I also feel like girls
pay for dick.
Yeah, they
absolutely
definitely pay for dick.
Absolutely, they gonna pay for dick.
Yeah,
describe that.
Your brother looking like what?
One day I sent my boo boo a Cash App request after some dick. $40. And she sent it. Oh, and she sent God. It. You know?
Yeah, not $40, though.
I know. I was it was a discount.
What'd you think more about Nathan?
I think stuff like that, like little stuff that they'll do for us, looking out for us, medicines, groceries, meals, whatever that they cooking at home. And then on top of that, just putting up with shit.
Absolutely.
You know, I know I didn't put my lady
absolutely
through some shit. And
yeah.
Now I'm here every time I'm putting in.
Yeah, all you can do is put your hands
in. Put in all the work. Like, look, you know what I did. You seen it.
All right. Let me drop some dick off. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, but that's crazy. That's wild. But man, get Boosie back on the IG, man. We need him. He's like he should be on the Mount Rushmore of IG pages.
Yeah.
No, you don't agree?
No, I agree.
Absolutely. I agree.
More about Nathan's like, no.
I agree.
No.
All right, man. So everybody know that they had the No Limit doc, but now they got the Rough Riders doc out on BET. BET is winning right now, man. I never watched BET in the last 5 years as much as I did right now. Like, it's crazy out here.
It took a long time.
So you know, I have the little voice thing on my phone, on my remote that I can like say it, and then it'll kind of go to it. So when I was looking up, I was like, Rough Riders. And they pulled it up. But yeah,
the first,
man.
The second try, was it right away?
No, right away, right away. Knew exactly what I was talking about. You did it too?
Yeah, nah, I just had a regular Rough Riders, but it was R-O-U-G-H.
See, you got the Rough Riders. You gotta know what you're talking about.
And it's something really called that, R-O-U-G-H-R-I-D-E-R-S.
Was that a porno?
I was like, what was that?
That was on that Skinamax.
Skinamax. It took me to that, and I was like, nope, that ain't it.
Skinamax the whole time.
But yeah, man. But anybody seen it? Nobody seen it?
I did.
I have not seen it.
No. I didn't know the real story about DMX like
Boomer,
that.
Boomer, his dog.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he was really robbing niggas with his
dog. Yeah, like Boomer. He had no pistol. He said
motherfuckers scared of. He said they more scared of. He said I took guns from people with Boomer.
Right.
Motherfucker had a gun and he'd get boom on him and take the gun.
He said, like a bullet, but it'll chase
you. That's exactly what he
said. But yeah, yo, DMX was a wild boy, man. He said R&R, rapping and robbery.
Rapping and robbery. He said he'd been about that double R life before this. But, you know, it's fucked up because I don't know if I believe it or not, but apparently a good dude, older dude that he looked up to, introduced him to coke and weed inside, or crack inside the weed.
What they used to call that?
I can't remember.
Come on, grown man. I know you know what it is.
I forgot the name of it, but yeah. Because he told the story before, but yeah. I didn't see it on the dot, but I heard about it before.
Like rolling up a weed with.
You
with,
put the weed with, in the. Crack in you put the crack in the weed, and they rolled it up. Yeah, I forgot too.
Not speedball.
No, it's something else. It's like, I forget what it is, but.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, his homeboy rolled it up already and gave it to him.
Told him to hit the weed. Yeah,
and then he did it, and then he got hooked.
He was like, I was 14.
Dude.
I was like, damn, that's so tough.
Foul. Yeah, man. But that's the streets for you, though. I mean, and like I said, it's that's a rare breed, you know, when you're really from the streets and you come up and you do all that stuff. Yeah. And then they were talking about the story about him and Jay-Z, how they always had animosity, even though everybody said that they had a tie when they was battling each other. But each of them felt like they won.
Absolutely.
And then later, Jay-Z became his boss. So that kind of messed up, you know, he kind of owned Def Jam.
Yeah, he went to Def Jam, yeah.
So he said that kind of really kind of messed up their relationship. He was like, nigga, I'm better than him, and now he's my boss. But yeah, man. But I can't wait till the next one come out. I think it come out Wednesday.
I think it's Wednesday. Then No Limit is Thursday, I believe. I might be wrong, but I think so.
Yeah. One last thing before we go into our segments. Let's talk about fucking Dame fucking...
Dollar,
yeah, Dame Dollar,
okay,
fucking Damian Lillard, and his fucking bubble. We're not talking about this man is balling his heart. These cats was like, I think they was like in the 10th seed or something like that, and made the fucking playoffs in this damn bubble. Yep. I think Dame had 60, 50, and then 40, and he was fucking shooting right from the half court line, winning games like that. I'm like, man, salute to Dame Dollar. Yeah, even though they playing my Lakers in the first round, man, that man deserved everything he used to get. I mean, that man is the MVP of the bubble, man.
Yeah.
And that man is a monster. Y'all have been catching any games in the bubble?
I haven't.
I've been tuning in. I ain't had shit else to do.
Yo, that shit is entertaining, bro. Like, I am
it's some of the best basketball I've seen in a minute. Exactly. When you really think about it. And I don't know if it's like I don't know if they like it in a bubble, that they're just more focused, or if we just been missing out on basketball. But
they're just competing, man. Yeah. They competing. And yeah, I mean, I think the NBA have done it. They did it the right way. They did it the right way in the midst of this pandemic. But yeah, man, salute to Dame Dollar. Anything else before we move on?
Yeah, put some respect on that motherfucking name right there for Dame.
Yeah, put some respect, man. But yeah, the only thing about the Blazers is that they just don't play no damn D.
None at all.
They don't play no D. All right, so let's get into our segment. So, Average Jim, you got anything going on?
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody why they mad?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm mad because I went on the Louis Vuitton website. I ain't see the mask everybody wearing. upset.
I was thinking that the other day.
Where is it?
I was going to ask
you.
The same
you got
thing.
The accessories?
I looked up. It said coming soon. I swear to God, Google it now. It said coming soon.
I looked.
So too. Either they got some exclusive shit or it's fake. Like. They basically trying to breathe through a purse at this point.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, they're that desperate. Yeah, hey, boo, you still using this 2018 purse, or can I have it? And they fucking, where your sewing machine at? Making masks. Like, the material might be real, you know? Or like,
I don't know.
You're right, because when I was in Vegas. When I was in Vegas.
Already fake.
Yeah. I went. The purse is fake.
Yeah,
they fake already.
I went to Vegas and I was in Shoe Palace. We looked for some shoes and I looked. I like my eyes off. I looked again. They got fucking the Louis Vuitton printed mask, but it's like sock material. It's like the same material your sock made out of, bro. And I was like, worm. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, these motherfuckers is that. I don't know if they that needy for attention or designer shit that they out here like went like for what, man? Just you could buy yourself a box of the surgical mask for like $10
right.
And have a new one every day.
Mm-hmm. And get a job done.
And yes. Mm-hmm. Instead of being up there I can't breathe. I bet. You try to breathe through a zipper. My dude, like,
they look fucking serious? Goofy too.
You ever zip your nose, like zip your nose up in the mask? That might be a
yesterday at the bar I seen this dude, yo, with a what I thought was a Louis Vuitton
satchel.
Man purse, satchel, whatever. But I got closer, it was like I think it was I don't know if
it was Louis.
I don't know if it was Coach, but Lewis. Then he had like a Burberry or Barber. I don't know how to pronounce it because I don't wear it. Burberry. Barberry.
Yeah, we call belt. It that.
Oh, he's done a lot.
Yeah. Mm. And like some True Religion jeans. But like some 993s that was couldn't have been from this year, or he's hard on shoes. I don't get it.
But
I really I don't be trying to talk about people, but I don't. Get it, bro.
Just from that shoe description, everything he had on was fake.
Who gave you? And then he ended up asking his friend to buy him a Red Bull.
Oh, see.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Can I get that too? And I'm like, if we in line, I'm like, yo, grab me that Red Bull. I don't want to wait in line. But like, can I get this too?
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, come on, man. I got you, bro.
I seen a mask up today with a straw hole.
I did too. Yeah.
Oh, insert hair type shit.
Yeah.
I seen a visible one. Not visible, but
see-through.
Yeah. And I had seen people in Vegas with a mask, which it made me fucking mad. It's no reason why I'm mad. It was like a little gadget. It was like I didn't pay too much attention to it, so I don't know if it went around the neck or something. But it just was literally a guard that came up, a plastic shield.
A face shield.
That, but no, not like the one that come down. Oh. Like people, you know, they wear a mask with them though.
Yeah.
But it just was like it covers just the mouth and nose. Like, the front, it was like this. Basically, it was like this. Shit coming all out the side of it. And shit. I'm like, what the fuck is the purpose for that? I don't get it. I wanted to snatch it off, and I'm like, put a fucking mask on.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man. But, yeah, man, I understand. I'm mad about that shit, too, man. That shit's crazy. All right, man. I've been waiting on this one. I feel like you talked this up, so I got to hear this one. So, we're going to go right to Grown Man. The Chronicles of the Overweight Lover.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a good one. I had to run it past our legal department first. Shout out to our legal team, Esquire. Shout out to her. Had to make sure. This one was kind of wild. This is how I knew officially I was done with hood chicks. in this moment. So we're going to back it up a few years ago. I was messing with this hood chick. She
was a hood chick.
Yeah, she was a hood chick.
I need a hood chick.
She lived over east, and so you know I would just pop in from here and there, time to time. We chill with her, we have a couple drinks, sit out on the porch, you know. So this one particular night, I was out and about. I think I had just left with brother, man. We were somewhere, and I hit her up on the way home. She was like, "Yeah, I'm out front. Like, just come out." All right, cool. So I get around there summertime. The block heavy, probably like 1 something in the morning. The block still out. Everybody outside chilling. I get to the front. You know, I used to carry the party pack in my trunk. So whatever you needed, I had it in the trunk. Only thing I had was ice because it would melt because it's summertime. So, you know, I would have the liquor, the cups, chaser. You know, I kept the whole party pack ready to go. So I pull up at her house, pull out the fifth of Hennessy. But I'm like, she like to drink a lot, so I can't keep the whole bottle because she gonna drink my shit. Yeah, she gonna drink my shit. Right,
I should put hay on her chest.
She exactly. Put a straw in the top and then be right. Going
right.
To go.
She gonna drink my shit, so I just kept it in the trunk.
You right? Got 40.
Right. I just keep it in the trunk.
And I'm out.
Yeah, and I would get up, pull my cup, come back and sit down. Right? So we out there. And again, like I said, the block is packed. It's about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Niggas outside chilling. So progressively, as the night went on, it got less and less people out. Right? So I'm like, all right, cool. We still drinking. We having a good time. Now, I can't necessarily spend the night because her main nigga got a key to the crib. So I kind of got a...
So house you can spend house? The night? That's her issue, not yours.
No.
Was her house a trap house?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But...
Oh, he the kingpin. You don't want
to... Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's like... It was like a little bit... When she said to me he had a key, automatically in my mind, I'm not staying the night here.
I'm not even going to be in that, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, but then, again...
That was a couple years ago.
I would say that was your reckless year.
Yeah,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, you know,
it's worth the risk.
Yeah, it was worth the risk. Yeah, the
package came. The risk and reward.
Yeah, it was risk and reward.
Look, she must have had that WAP before you knew what WAP was. Yeah,
it was, you know, it was one of the things you just, okay, cool. You just hurry up and do your business. Make sure y'all don't come through the door. And you plan your escape route before, you know, so if they come through the front door, I got to slide out the basement door, walk around, come the long way to get my car, or fuck the car. Just.
Shit,
if I gotta go, I gotta go. That's, you know, emergency. Yeah, it was emergency times. It called for emergency measures.
I just pictured Bernie Mac running out the Miss
Miss Parker house. Yep.
I'll tell a story about that. She actually interviewed that. And she said all they made. She made that part up, like on the fly. Like that was a She was like, that was like them ad libbing in that part. That whole part right there. So, but anyway,
was great though.
You're right, funny as shit. So I'm sitting there. Drinking. And all of a sudden, really, it just got quiet. Now, if you ever been in a hood situation before, you know, silence in the hood is not a good thing. Shit about to get real.
Marlo coming.
Yeah, no, just...
Omar coming.
Yeah, it just... Omar coming. Yeah, just a whole... You know, you don't... It just kind of... It's not a good thing when it gets quiet in the hood. So, on the corner from her, there's a group of young gentlemen. Now, I'm not going to say what they were doing, but typically you put it together.
Niggas pandemic!
Out, right? Niggas outside, we in the hood, it's late night, cars continually pull up and keep going. So, you put it together what they were doing.
Checking temperatures, duh. They trying to stay safe.
Clearly. Right. During the COVID-19.
Pandemic.
So, we chilling, having a good time. We just talking, drinking, whatever. I'm... messing with her because I'm trying to get things started because it's getting a little late. You know, bedtime is coming, so I got to get things going. And all of a sudden, a car just pulls up. You hear the tire screech. You hear nigga go, oh, shit. And the gun just let off. Mm-hmm. So, as I'm getting up to go to my car to get my second drink, the shots just ring out. So, I duck down behind my car because that's the closest thing to me. She gets up, runs in the house, right? So I'm behind the car. Mind you, I got the Hennessy bottle is open. It's in my hand. I got the soda in my other hand. And I'm like, fuck that. I ain't dropped my Hennessy. I dropped the soda. Because I ain't dropped my liquor. No. It's 2 o'clock. The bar closed. So I hold the cup, and I'm ducked down behind my car.
Priorities.
Right. Priorities. You got to prioritize. I can get another soda. I can't get another bottle. It's 2 o'clock. The bar is closed. Mm. So she run in the house, but she's standing by the door. She's like, come on, come on, come on. So I grab the Hennessy, close the trunk, and I take off running towards the house, right? So I run up the steps, get in the door. By the time I get in the door, the people who was doing the shooting run past her house.
Oh, hell no.
Right? So I close the door, whatever. Boom. It gets quiet outside. Next thing you know, niggas start coming outside because now we got to investigate what happened. So you hear the man yell at his homeboy, yo, get up, yo, get up. He's not getting up. That's not how this works. So they yell at him, get up, get up, get up. So I'm like, oh shit. Like, yo, this is wild. Like, yo, that nigga dead, yo. Like, he's not getting up. Like, oh shit. Like, I got to get out of here. So now the word is starting to spread. Because now niggas are coming out the house. Everybody coming out of different houses and shit. Oh shit. So the one nigga across the street, apparently that was his man. He came outside. And I'm not real big with firearms, but I understand what they look like.
Draco?
Yeah, the nigga comes outside with the AK across his chest, across his arms, holding it. Mm. walks outside. Yo, they killed my man. I'm shooting everything. I said, oh, no.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, I said, it's just not me, sir. Like,
I'm not from here. Like, I don't even live here.
Right. So she go back outside. I'm like, yo, get the fuck in here. Like, what are you doing?
He say he's going to shoot everybody.
Like, everybody. That's
that me, you, the nigga right there, like that nigga over there. Like, so I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, yo, like, get the fuck back in. So she got to go down and investigate. What's going on?
Oh, no.
I said, yo, the niggas laying on the curb.
I can tell you the whole thing.
I can tell you, right? I can put the whole story together for you right here. The niggas laying on the curb.
Pow, pow, on the ground. We done.
Yeah. He like, ain't moving. Literally, he ain't moving. The nigga chest went up once, came back down, ain't go back up again. So that meant he finished. You need to get the fuck in the house. So in my mind, and, you know, processing the whole thing, I'm like, yo, this is now a crime scene. So I got to get the fuck out of here because the police coming and they going to shut down this whole area and I'm going to be stuck here. And then the other part of my brain is like, yeah, her nigga is coming. So not only am I going to be stuck here because it's a crime scene, but her nigga is going to come.
It's about to be another murder.
So, right. Mm-hmm. So I come outside. She walked down. I said, come on. Nah, I'm on. No problem. As I'm stepping off the bottom step, her nigga show up.
Oh, Lord.
So he looking at me. I look at him. I was just like,
I just want to let you know that. Did you see anything out here? I'm Detective Man.
I just like,
Detective
Man. I didn't know what to do.
Just trying to figure out what's going on out here. Right. How are you doing? You looking a little nice tonight.
So I didn't know what to do. So I'm like, you know what?
Working, man.
Fuck it. I'm out of here. Cause that's the only thing I can do is preserve myself at this point.
Did you keep walking? Did you acknowledge
I went,
him?
No,
you,
I looked at the nigga.
Give him a head nod and keep it moving.
Yeah, I looked at the nigga. He looked at me. I was like, "What's up?" And I just kept it pushing. I went right to my car. And remember, I had the black car with the tinted out windows and shit, so it just looked real crazy. I said, "No, I got my shit." I made a U-turn in the street and went back the opposite way from where everybody was coming from. And at this point, the police start racing down the street. I'm like, "Y'all too late. The shit is over with now. The niggas is gone." The nigga dead on the corner, like the shit is over. And then the ambo pulls up. I'm like, yeah, you definitely late. So then we, you I just, definitely yeah, late. I was just like, I'm out of here.
I hate when they say that, y'all late. No, we can't
like, right, yeah. But it just like, it was like,
y'all late. No, you early.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, ah.
We came when y'all called.
Yeah, it's like, ah, my nigga.
Stop recording the shit and calling.
Right. It's like, ah, my nigga, like, yeah, y'all a little
somebody
bit behind
schedule.
Right. And niggas really be recording it, like, because somebody literally took their phone. I'm like, yo, come on, son. Like, so I just got in the car and left. So she calls me maybe about, like, an hour or so later, and, like, she cussing me out. I'm like, why are you cussing me out for? Like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't kill nobody. I just went home. Like, so she's like, you didn't save me. You didn't protect me. And you let me be outside. I said, no, I told you go back in the fucking house. You didn't listen. So I got to get the fuck out of here. Because you ain't going to listen to me. I ain't got no gun. What the fuck am I supposed to do? These niggas don't know me. They don't know I'm not. They know I'm not from this hood. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I got my ass in the car. And I got the fuck out of here. Self-preservation kicks in.
Look, I think you did the right thing.
I think so, too. To this day, I still think so. So after that, you know, I'm all types of bitch-ass niggas. I'm like, that's fine.
I'll be over here safe.
Right, you're right. In my fucking house. I said, that's perfectly fine. I'll accept that. I am a bitch-ass nigga. That's fine. But guess what? Guess what? This bitch-ass nigga's still alive.
Yep.
So I said, I got out of there. She never talked to me again. I never returned any of her calls after that point. And so, but we still social media friends.
That's what's up. Mm.
But yeah.
It reminds me of a time where I just dated a hood chick. Well, I wouldn't say hood, but she lived in a hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day she was cooking some food, and I guess she didn't have one of the part of the recipe. So she said, it was mine, it was late. It was probably like 11 or 12 at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the corner store in the hood is always open.
Right.
And I'm talking about when I say a live block, bro, it looked like it was like 3 o'clock in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, hey, can you go across the street and get me this? I said, you going with me? I said, they know you. They don't know me.
Right.
Like, but yeah, I understand that, man. That ain't no joke. That ain't no
yeah, the
joke.
The moral of the story is leave the hood chicks alone.
Leave them. Are they for the community or are they just...
No, I would say they for the community, but just leave the hood chicks alone. All right. Leave them alone.
Cool.
They for the streets.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, man. Good story, man. Good story. So let's get into our main topic. So like I said, I kind of want to go through and kind of just really think about, you know, I want you to reflect on this whole pandemic and see how you guys, like, do you feel like you becoming better out of this pandemic, because I think the goal is to be better coming out of it, mm-hmm. right? And I just want us to kind of reflect, kind of talk about the things that we've been doing or things that we wish we would have done, just so we can kind of, you know, just think about it. And, you know, like I said, this thing has continued to go. So, like I said, we can make those changes now and kind of see how we want to come out of this whole pandemic, you know, even better, or wishing that we did become better. So I'll kick it off with, you know, how you guys feeling about this? Like, how you guys feeling? How you doing out here?
I think the teachers deserve more money. I will buy teachers drinks from now on if I see them out. You thirsty? Want some drinks? We deserve that shit because these kids are fucking bad. Yeah.
Did y'all see them videos? It was a kid that was on a video on a school call. And his brother was on there smoking weed, talking about, all right, graduated. Fuck y'all. Fuck this. Fuck all that. He's like, you can just leave. I don't got to leave. All right, graduated. I was like,
It was like, like, at that point, as a teacher, I just would have ended the whole thing. Like, fuck it.
She took too long.
She took way too long. Yeah.
But it was, I was like, man, these guys is crazy.
Did y'all see the, it was like a little girl. She probably was like first or second grade. And the mother came behind while she was on like video. For the class, and she had a fucking big ass blunt in her
mouth. I thought you were going to say nigga. I was like,
I had a parent do that. Like, she walked, she didn't realize, like, the camera was on, I guess. And, you know, she
held like
she,
a position,
you in the house, like, you ain't thinking about that. She, like, yo, she literally walked past and she was in her t shirt and panties. And I looked, I said, whoa. And she was like, and her daughter was like, Ma, the camera on. And she said, well, shit, I'm home. And I was like,
you screenshot it?
I was like, you are home. Yes, you are home. Like, yes, you are. Have a great day.
But yeah, but go back on the top. I'll go ahead and kick it off. You know? I think for the most part with me, you know, just thinking about how I have been before the coronavirus has started and then how I am now, I feel like I got some good and bad. I think the good is that one thing that I kind of learned from myself is kind of how to be happy with just me, like being alone. And, you know, kind of find a thing that satisfied me. Usually, I think I'm more of a person that seeks happiness, like being around other people. You know what I mean? Just always trying to be, you know, a part
like
of something.
Experiences and
going
and stuff,
out and doing those different things. But I think now I'm okay with just being at home, watching things, and be completely satisfied with what's going on.
Exactly.
But the biggest thing is I wish that I would have kind of focused on more, or at least tried more, is just this fitness piece. I feel like, you know, I haven't gained too much weight, but, you know, I felt like I came into it, I was like, man, I'm going to lift. I'm gonna come out of this joint, you know, kind of, you know, with a whole nother,
swole.
Yeah, come out pretty much swole, you know, kind of doing, I started and then never finished, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I did kind of stay with my cardio, but like with just the lifting the weights and things like that, I have everything available to me, but, you know, I just didn't have that motivation. But I wish that was something that I would have took more serious, and I feel like I'm going to try now. Cause like I said, we don't know how long we're going to be in this thing. And I feel like if I would have started back then, I could have been in a good, you know,
absolutely.
Routine.
We saw what, March, maybe April.
I could have been in a good routine and all those different things.
Yeah,
but
I feel you, 2 Chainz. I mean, if I'm up the street,
yeah,
we could come. I could ride the bike. We can hit the weights, whatever. But I'm with it.
Yeah,
I'm definitely with it.
And then the third thing, financially,
y'all, here I come, 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I heard it. I see the 2 Chainz.
But financially, I think that's the biggest thing that I felt like I did a good job on. I think you know, with this whole pandemic, I felt like I was able to save some money. I felt like I was be able to buy the things that I wanted to buy. I got to do things around the house that I haven't got to do in a long time, and you know, and I think that's going to kind of come back to me tenfold. I do want to look into some other things about investing now. That's what I felt like I could have wished I would have spent more time kind of focusing on too, because I had a lot of time on our hand and kind of focus on things that we can do like stocks and bonds and all that stuff, but haven't done those different things. But those things that's coming. But those are big things that I feel like I wish I could have came out of this pandemic saying, like, look, I accomplished these things. I came out here with my salary here, and now it's there. I came out with, you know, my fitness level here, and now I'm 10 times better. Those are the biggest things that I wish I would have done, but I feel like I got a lot accomplished over this whole pandemic.
But you know what, though? I saw, like, this meme the other day, and it kind of, Well, I saw it a few times, but it kind of bothered me a little bit because it was like, you know, you've been home this long, and if you haven't accomplished this, this, and this, then you didn't do shit.
Yeah, that's other people's opinion.
Right, that's a fallacy, in my opinion, because...
Hold on, wait. Big word alert. What'd you say?
A fallacy.
Fallacy.
Yeah, so my... Fallacy.
Like a facility?
Fallacy. No, it was like, to me, it's like...
Hold on, wait. Our viewers want to know what that means.
Yeah, you know, we don't got the... Most brightest people out here.
No, we do.
Oh,
we
man, great, that man said big words. Oh,
we have great listeners. We appreciate everybody that we have.
Yeah, we.
Well, I'm a listener, and I don't know what you said.
So put it out there, man.
So like we basically like.
Uh oh. Got to backtrack.
No. I'm trying to see now. You're fucked. Yo.
He don't know what it means.
I do know what it means, but I'm trying to.
Look. Yo, context clues, motherfucker.
My brain is off, man. My teacher brain is off, yo. But now, like, so.
Alexa. What does fallacy mean?
I bet this nigga really did this.
Fallacy is usually defined as a deceptive, misleading, or false notion, belief, etc. For more, ask me to give you more definitions.
See? Alexa always help us out. Right. Man.
So, like, I just think that really, from my takeaway, was it was a time to slow down. We're moving too fast. It was a time to put some things in pause and then. In order to gain a new perspective on certain things. Mm. Like, I was able to accomplish different things. So, like, the first thing I did was I realized, like, I looked at my spending, like you said, financially, right? So, then I also looked at, like, the bills in my house. So, how can I get better at not just paying them, but, like, get better or get things more structured to like
making
save.
The most of the money that you already make.
Right, exactly.
That's why I was going with it.
I literally sat down like over like 2 days and I looked at all my finances, right? So what's going out, what's coming in, when does it come in, when does it go out? Like, and I broke down. So I called like Comcast, got the cable bill reduced. I called Verizon and was able, because of the plan I got, I was able to get like Apple Music for free. So I saved money on that. I was able to get Netflix because of the cable plan I got. I'm able to get Netflix for free. So I saved money on that.
That's part of just having the time to actually do those
things. Right. And normally I wouldn't have had the time to do it, but I'm sitting at home and I'm like, okay, well now I got the time to do it.
Would have been somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
Correct. So I was able to like get Amazon. Like I already had Amazon Prime, but they're like, oh no, like, you know, you're a teacher, so you can get this reduced. All right, bet. Well, let's reduce it then. I was able to like structure my credit cards where I'm getting the payments in before the interest comes out. You know what I'm saying? So I can beat that part of it. And so it was all about like really getting better financially and creating a plan. Because my goal ultimately is to purchase a home. I'll probably say that within like the next 1 or 2 years to try to do that. But just getting better financially in a financial statement. You know what I mean? Like student loans, like, I mean, I've been fucking around kind of blowing them off, whatever the case may be. But since the pandemic hit and I was able to get back in good standing, so I'm like, all right, cool. So now
you got back in good standing because you had to pay no
right. Cause I ain't got to, but it hit at
you
the right time.
You made every payment.
Right. So
I was so going to speak on this, that next.
When that shit hit the credit report, nigga, it all say the same thing. The shit was in good standing. So my credit score literally jumped like 60 points. When that shit hit, said I was in good standing. So I'm like, all right, cool, bet. So, but now I have been paying, though, because I got it back in good standing. So I've been making payments. So just so that way it still looked good. Like, all right, well, this nigga actually been paying, even though we had to, like, threaten him and shit. But this nigga been paying. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, just different small stuff like that that I've had the time to do in order to fix it. You know, going through the apartment, like, you imagine, like, how much shit you actually do accumulate. Like, shit, I was throwing away. I gave away some stuff. Like, all that type of stuff. So, like, it really, the time off really has been beneficial in that part of it. Now, the only, I would say, I guess, drawback is living by yourself. Because you don't have nobody really to talk to, like, on a consistent basis. You got to always reach out in order to get conversation and stuff like that. So, that's been kind of, that was a little bit of a drawback, especially in the beginning. But now... I mean, I've developed better relationships, I would say, with my older sister. Well, my sisters in general. Just by having the time. You see what I'm saying? Like, and being available and now having to seek those conversations because I live in a house by myself. So, it's hard when you're in there. You can't talk to your fucking self. I mean, you can,
yes,
but...
You can.
You can, but
Just don't let nobody hear you.
It's a little weird, right? So it's just like, you know, shit like that.
I gave myself some of the best advice ever, like throughout my life. Yeah, than anybody can get me.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just different. You know, I'm hoping to get better at now that school's back in session. It does change the dynamic a little bit. But yeah, it's been a little weird, a little different.
Yeah, yeah. More about Nathan, you had something?
Yeah, I mean, a lot has changed since the pandemic started. Financially, I kind of did the same thing, just sat down, figure out, well, where am I spending my money? Y'all know I was spending money on clothes and shoes a lot, you know. But honestly, just making the most of what I was already making and then also trying to figure out how could I make more.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, listeners probably already know, got promotion and whatnot, got a new job, and that shit has been love. And on top of that, just restructuring, like, how my bills and stuff work out. Got rid of some bills. Got some stuff just better now. Switched companies for, like, insurance and stuff like that to just cut things down. And now I'm down to just my student loans and my car for debt. That's it. That's all I got.
That's and what's like, up.
I'm so happy about it because when I started the pandemic, that was not the truth.
Right.
That was not facts at all.
And then you realize, like, the dumb shit, like, you actually were spending money on.
Yep.
Like, the going out to eat every day or every other day.
Yeah.
I do that shit a lot.
Do you know how easy it is to spend $100 on a meal?
I did. I spent $100 last week.
$100 is $20,
but let's say you guys spend $100 on, like, I don't know, something random, like.
Something for the house, you kind
of. Yeah, something for the house. Like you need a blender or something.
Right.
$100.
Like, I do this.
Yeah, like, literally, I spent $100 on between lunch and breakfast last week.
But that's what I'm saying, too. It's like, all right, like, let's say you do need, like, a toaster oven or something, or a microwave, right? And you'd be like, that's like $120.
Like, sheesh.
Right? But that microwave will last you for the next 10 years.
it paid for itself.
Right.
But you didn't spend that shit, like literally, like, going back to work and being in the building, like, be like, oh, yeah, we're going to hit this food spot. Then it comes around, it's breakfast, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchtime. All right, we're gonna hit this spot.
I did spend a lot of money on fast food over this pandemic, though.
Yeah,
yeah. Uber Eats, Uber like Eats. My credit card. Like, I know they probably
looking
like,
up Taco Bell right now. Actually,
yeah, I'm mad, huh? Yeah. About to wrap this episode up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a little famished.
But
yeah,
no, I'm hungry too. I did a lot of that, and then really just figured out, kind of like y'all were saying, just what's important to me, family. You know, connected even more with my wife and. If anybody else that's listening has experienced actually living with your spouse during this pandemic, it's like on steroids from what she used to be. Because, like, you think about it, like, my wife and I have always been great, like, interacting with one another,
right.
But adjusting to being top whole, of each other, right.
Being in the same space,
like 24/7, that's completely different, right?
This is my good.
But we really did figure out a lot more about each other.
I like that joint.
And then,
honey.
The last thing I'll say is put a little seed out there for y'all. I am starting a fashion line. Right?
I knew it was coming.
Like y'all
knew the pictures.
Y'all knew.
I knew it was coming.
Yo, starting a fashion line. Hell, and I drop a bomb on that shit.
Starting a fashion line. It's still in, like, the beginning stages, but, like, at the beginning of the pandemic, if y'all saw, like, I was doing, like, the stuff with, like, the denim jackets and stuff when I was doing the paint with it. I'm trying to just get, like, a lot of things together, so before, like, sooner rather than later, I'll be able to put something out. But I want it to be right. Y'all know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, hell yeah.
Want it to be good. So that's the last thing I say on that.
That's what's up, though.
We got an in-house model, Average Jimmy and shit.
There you go.
You know, he the in-house like, model.
I hope y'all know. Y'all all going to be the models for it, so y'all know.
Yeah, big nigga. They got, you got big nigga sizes?
Yeah.
Then I'm in there, then. All right.
Average Jimmy, got anything before we wrap up?
Good. I mean, you know, pandemic. Ain't really. I'm a in the house dude anyway. Like, I don't really like to go out a lot. Like, shit like this, I do.
Mm.
But I still do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I ain't really fucked my plans up too much, except damn kids home with me now. Nah, but it's.
But no, yeah. that's a different dynamic too, because it's, you know, everybody in one confined space.
Yeah.
It ain't like, you know.
Yeah, you know, that used to be my time alone. Like, I get on for work, they just be, everybody be leaving out. I had my little 8 hours to myself. But it ain't bad though, like that. They ain't. I mean, they care, so they don't, you know.
How do you feel? Like, you feel like you're coming out, just like, you feel like you coming out better, or you feel like you feel like you're the same?
Yeah, I think I'm better.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of time to study, and I got into, you know, riding my bike as well, and I've been, I, you know, jumped into a business little.
Right. So yeah, because like I said, man, like it give you time, give you options, give you things that you felt like, you know, you didn't have time to kind of research or get into. You got that time. But like I said, the key is using that time for something positive. So you know, as long as you're doing those things, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know what I mean? But yeah, man.
Christopher Wallace said that.
That's what I'm, you know, I'm a rapper. Two Chainz. But yeah, we're gonna wrap this up, man. Grown man, you were talking about the Instagram. That social media. My fault. I'm social media platforms. Yes.
So we you know, we are online. We do have our Facebook pages up and running, Instagram as well. We are going to be utilizing YouTube as well. So check out for that. We have our link tree right in our bio on Instagram. So please check us out. Our Instagram, of course, handle is drunk_words_sober_thoughts_. So please check us out. Let us know what you think. We have officially reached
That was right.
I memorized it now. We actually have reached over 200 followers as of today.
Hey,
so we appreciate everybody. Thank you guys for listening.
Appreciate it.
Be a part of the process. We definitely appreciate that. Also, shout out to our listeners who answered our question of the day last week. So we appreciate you guys for that. We got some more stuff coming up. So to be interactive and interact with you guys. So we appreciate all the love, support. See, you ain't look at the page. See,
anybody know what the question of the day was?
See, black people.
I guess we gotta go check.
Yeah, see, black people.
What day was that?
Mm-hmm. It was last week.
Oh, sometime. Yeah, I know that. Oh, that question. Oh, you talking about that question? I thought you were talking about this week. Oh, all right,
See, it'd be your own kinfolk.
So my bad.
But no, check us out. Let us know what you think. You know, drop on this episode will drop later on this evening. So check us out. Let us know what you think. And we'll definitely holler at them. Shout out to Dope Black Pods as well for all the love and support. Shout out to our favorite clothing line, number one clothing provider. Shout out to them. Shout out to all our listeners, for real. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, we haven't put anything on the playlist in a minute, but
I'm gonna hook it up.
Don't worry. But yeah, stay tuned to that too.
I'll link in the bio for that too.
Yeah, it's all on there. Good job, bro, man.
I'm on it. I'm
beast
on it.
Mode, man.
And
beast mode.
We know y'all Louis Vuitton ass ain't real. We know.
And I do know if the Coach bags are real too. I used to work at Coach, so I can spot a fake purse a mile away. So stop rocking the fake purses.
All right. Well, everybody, if it's not anything else, everybody say peace.
Peace.